what pleased you most about your team's display today, would you say?
Well, I just think we showed some spirit in coming back from 2-0 down against, obviously, a Premier League team. And that team, I think, near enough, probably won't win the championship when they come up, apart from there was a few missing Sam Vaults and they lost the centre-forward, haven't they? But they're a good team. And I just thought we showed them a bit too much respect in the first 20 minutes and they scored two goals, the first goal. They made a few passes and ended up crossing it from the right and someone's got across a couple of our defenders, I don't know who scored, strike the centre forward, gets a tap in, which I wasn't pleased about, but we'll go over that. Then George Boys breaks the offside trap, goes round Tommy Great and finishes it well, 2-0 down, and then we started getting on top of them and started pressing them a little bit instead of standing off. And we got the team further up the pitch because we were pressing from the front and they started kicking the ball long and we started winning second balls in midfield. Two wide players started picking the bits up and then we started getting on top of them and creating a few chances and we scored a great goal. And Armand's goal's just...
It's not bad, is it?
No, you won't score another one like that.
I was going to ask, how many of those did you get in your career, overhead kicks?
I would have done a couple of discs if I'd have done that overhead kick, but it took ages to go in as well. It hit the post and went across the goal and bobbled in the corner, but it's a great goal and his all-round game was excellent. I mean, the boys I brought on second half, I brought Manny on, Bolly comes on, Byron Harrison and Armand, the front four, all strong, athletic and quick. And I've talked about us having plan B when the football weren't working and Burnley pressed us to death and we couldn't play our game. And we went to plan B and we actually passed and then hit the front and it stuck with the strong lads we have. So our wide players were then getting the ball a bit earlier and we were getting at them and we were creating chances and we scored three goals, which were great. We could have scored more and we just pinned them in there. They couldn't get out of their half second half.
I was going to say that second half performance in particular has to be very pleasing. The pace and the power complemented with the football that you played there and the goals you've scored as well. We talked about the Nandwea one. That must be pleasing to see with 2 weeks to go.
It is, yeah. After losing a few players, you know, we needed some positive energy around the place. And I'm pleased with what the lads I'm working with. We've got a good group of players. Sylvain will obviously score goals for us. But the boys coming on have done great. We've got some big, strong lads and we've got some really good footballers. I just have to add to it before we start.
And Tommy Lee, as I mean, you've won the game, but Tommy Lee made some big saves in that match as well, didn't he?
Yeah. And, you know, I won't talk about the goals we scored tomorrow when I speak to the players. I'll just go over the things that weren't quite right. And the first goal was just poor marking in the box. We weren't working hard enough, to be honest, as a team, not say it's not lack of effort, it was just like a lack of, maybe we weren't as organised to press, and when they got the message to press and get in man for man, let's just get on top of them, it worked, and we looked a lot more energetic, but in the main I'm pleased, and I'll just go over the goals that we let in, the two goals. The second goal was just George Boys beats the offside trap, and they had a few other chances that we can eliminate. We knocked off from a corner right on half time. So apart from that, I can't complain. They've come back from 2-0 down.
A good win today. News obviously away from the pitch is that Sam Clucas seems to be close to a move to Hull City. What is the latest there, Dean?
Well, I think he's more or less done. He's got to have a medical, but you know, we've sad to see him go. He's obviously one of our better players, and we said a couple of days ago the club made an announcement that we weren't going to let anyone go unless it was an offer that we couldn't refuse, and we've been offered near enough 1.3 million off Hull and with Chesterfield. We've got to remember that we're not a massive club, and we have to seriously consider that offer. There's not many players go out of League One for that type of money, so I'm able to reinvest some of that money back into the team. But I'm sad to lose Sam. He's obviously one of our better players, and he can play anywhere, which is left back, left side midfield, or up front. So I'm going to have to try and replace him. But you know, instead of me diving in earlier in the summer, I knew something like this might happen, so I've not signed anyone. And now I'm able to sign players and give them a bit more money.
Well, when we talked, when you took the job, you mentioned that you know, you're going to have to be a bit patient there, you know, see what you've got towards the end of the year. I suppose that gives you the chance, doesn't it, to create an A-list and a B-list maybe, or, you know, how have you worked that approach so that when you knew you could go and get players, you were ready to move quite quickly?
Well, we had an offer for Sam a few weeks ago, and this is more or less doubled the offer. So I still thought up until yesterday that he'd be staying, so I couldn't sign anyone because I thought we didn't need to because we had Sam. But I had him lined up just in case, and there's a lot of players now on trial at Premier League clubs and Championship clubs who might not get a contract. I know where they are, and I'm hoping some of them don't get contracts and we can dive in. And it's the difference between us getting a Championship player and a League One player now, because I'll be able to give him a bit more salary that I couldn't give him before.
Tendai played today and started the game and was heavily involved. What does that say about his situation then? Because he's getting a lot of interest as well, isn't he, at the moment?
Well, we've had one club make an offer for him, but it's nowhere near what we value him at. So his attitude's been spot on. He's come out there today, played great again. I thought he was excellent as well.
He's some athlete, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he's hard to beat 1v1, and when he does make a mistake, he can recover because he's so quick. And he's got some desire. He's always been, from what I can gather, he's been here since he was 16, he's always had a good attitude, so he'll just get on with it. And he's part of a good club, good team, and if you're good enough, you'll end up playing where you should be playing. It's as simple as that, so he's got nothing to worry about. I've told him, just get your head down. If you keep playing well, there'll be bigger clubs coming in through, and he'll go eventually, because that's what happens. That's why the top teams come like vultures and nicky players.
The one other player I have to ask about, at the end of the game, it appeared that, I mean, Sam Morse, he waved, he applauded the supporters here. There's been some talk about him potentially moving on. What is the situation there, Dean? What can you tell us?
Well, again, Sam's, I made him an offer, and I've made Tendai an offer. I've tried my best to, you know, make him sign new deals, but unfortunately, when they've got a year left on their contract, they're in the driving seat, so they can sit back if they want and wait until the contracts run out. But his attitude was spot on. I thought he was the best player on the pitch today. After the first 20 minutes, he was the best player on the pitch. He was getting to the ball first, tackling. His passing range was good. He's had a couple of shots. But he's give everything today, and he listens.
And you've not had any have you had offers for him or not at the moment?
Well, I mean, what you call an offer? Like, if you offer 10 grand for Tommy Lee, that's not an offer. We've had some people ring up and ask, try to steal them. So not even worth talking about, some of them. But there's going to be clubs who will have him. And if you said he was for nothing, they'd be queuing up. So it's whether they can pay the money that makes it impossible for us to refuse, like Sam Klukas's was. I'd be really disappointed if I lost Tendai or Sam Morsey.
With 2 weeks to go, then, just to finish, as a manager, what are you really ramping home at this stage in pre-season? You're obviously going to bring players in as well, but what is sort of the key message? What do you work on most with a fortnight left?
We're just working on, like, our plan so we don't get counter-attacked as easy as we do, and people are aware of what their role is in the team, and we attack with a bit more discipline and not just, like, all playing anywhere and losing the ball, and we get out of shape, and then we're having to score 3 to win games. So, you know, I've signed Sylvain to be in the 6-yard box when he should be, and I'm working on just us, our organisation, and, you know, eliminating mistakes before they happen. And we go over that every day in training.